Welcome back,
jeez Louise,
to another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Colley
and Matt Taylor.
And before we start this week's episode, I want to let y'all know where I'm gonna be. All right, so September 26th, I have two shows in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Ooh. Go Vols.
That's my Don't tell last show before we get married, so definitely coming out.
Yeah. That's big.
They're going to all fuck.
That's the last time you'll see your single, fellas. Fellas.
Right.
And then what? We're taking that whole month of October off to do what? Get married. This is, come on, dude. 7 minutes. Bleep that out for sure. All right.
Anyways. November 12th, I'll be in Dania Beach, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
November 13th, I'm in Miami, Florida. And I'll be at Skank Fest November 14th through the 16th. Ooh. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
December 5th and 6th, I'll be in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Mm-mm.
All right, December 16th, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. December 17th, I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
And
December 18th, last show of the year. Let's
2025,
do it.
Baby.
This one's actually almost sold out already. Appleton, Wisconsin. I love y'all.
Woo!
That's it for me this year. Hey, Matt.
Yes, ma'am.
Where the frickin' heck?
Oh, frickin' heck, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I am out with Rodney Carrington in about, yes, ma'am. I'm out with Rodney Carrington until about mid-December, so all those shows I'll be out with him. You can find his tickets at rodneycarrington.com, and I think at that Louisville, Appleton, Fort Wayne run, I'm going to be out with Fiona
We'll
be married. So you can get all her tickets at FionaColley.com, or you can go check her link in bio. She's got multiple avenues to find those tickets.
Yeah, FionaColley.com.
Or link in bio. And as always, please, for the love of God, go subscribe to the Patreon at patreon.com/rampinguppod. That's RampinUppod. We got a lot of good stuff over there. We got whole friggin' bonus episodes, and we do some fake ad reads over there that we cannot give out to the public on YouTube.
Legally.
So it's very fun. It's very fun.
Harmful.
Very harmful. It can be, actually. We hope none of these companies ever see those reads, but you guys can over the Patreon.
Can.
And we have a phone number we love for you guys to call into. That's 615-547-8824. That segment's called Fiona Call Me.
Fiona Call Me.
That phone number is 615-547-8824. So give us a call and we'll play those voicemails live on the pod and we'll answer them unless they're not questions, in which case we won't. So
we'll
heck
make
yeah.
funny if they aren't questions, then that's fun too. All right, now that we got all that out of the way, let's get into this week's episode. Hey guys, I just got back from the Carolinas.
Ooh.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Ooh.
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 I did witness something really crazy that I had never seen before.
What?
There was one night in like Charlotte. Justin Wagner is my opener when Matt's not with me.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, big shout out, but it's freaking
shout
favorite.
Out Justin Wagner comedy.
Follow
the
great,
kid.
Very funny. But he and I are in the elevator because we're going to go to a bar that night. It was like an off night. Not important, sorry. But the elevator door is open. And there's a group of like older women. And they freak out about Justin. And they're like, oh my God, your hair is so beautiful. You're so handsome. You should be a model. I had never seen that happen to a boy before.
Well,
and Justin was so like, thank you, ma'am. Isn't that crazy?
And hey, that boy does look like a Pantene Pro V commercial. The hair is beautiful.
Well, it was embarrassing because the first one, she was like, oh my God, I love your hair. I said, thank you. She was not talking to me. Oh, man. Yeah, it was hard. I recovered.
Did she say, ma'am, I'm not talking to you?
No, I realized, thank God I said thank you quietly. I don't think she even heard me, but I heard me and almost ended it all.
Oh. They're like, we'll just catch the next one. Or wait, they were already in the elevator.
No, they were. We were getting out and they were in
your bed. They're like, you know what? We'll just catch the next one.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That was pretty crazy, though.
That you stole a compliment?
I just never seen a group of women like
that. Swoon over a man?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Chris Hemsworth?
I've never been around him.
Really? We kick it all the time.
Oh my God. Dude, one of my shows, I don't want to tell you about this. So I got there and no one had told me that the room, like the club, was up two flights of stairs.
No one told you.
No one told me. I'm the headliner. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, is there an elevator? They go, yeah, we do have one. It is broken.
I'm starting to realize that like elevators in clubs are like the ice cream at McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's all broken.
They never work. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I can't walk. And then this really nice Stefan was his name, security guard. He was amazing. But he had to carry me up and then carry my chair.
I don't know how it is on the road, but whenever you come to the club, there you also have a lot of fans that are also in wheelchairs.
That's where I was, like, what? Because he was like, yeah, carrying you was no problem. I was like, yeah, but I do want to let y'all know, because I'm in a wheelchair and I talk about disability a lot of my fans more and more are also wheelchair users. And I was like, you're going to have to carry each and every one of them up these freaking stairs, dude. And by the time he had to carry me on stage, he comes over to pick me up and he is sweating. And I'm like, how many people do you have to carry up here? And he goes, six.
I mean, good for that guy, but that is ridiculous.
Well, one of the girls, she had my disability, which is crazy. It's very rare. But she didn't want to have her chair carried upstairs because it's expensive. I understand. So I carried her up and just put her in a normal, like, club chair, like the old ones Zany's had, like the uncomfortable wooden ones. She doesn't have the core strength to hold herself up, so she's slipping out of it the whole time, can't go to the bathroom if she needs to. Like, I was like, oh my God, and I thought that was the worst of it. Then the following day, I receive a DM from someone. And they're like, hey, I'm so sorry. It sucks. I heard they had to carry you up the stairs, blah, blah. And they were like, me and my cousin, her cousin has what I have, too. She was like, me and my cousin drove like an hour and a half to come to the show. And her cousin could not or wouldn't be carried upstairs, so she got turned away. Which is like the opposite. Like, that's like a human rights problem. Like, that's the opposite of what I sit for, you know? And and so I was like, well,
right there, I want to put in like a sound effect for like a joke. Like,
could you? Yeah. Can we do points on the screen?
Oh, how many jokes? Yeah. Running jokes?
I go running. But it broke my heart, and I was like, I know it's a bit of a drive, but if y'all want to come to the Charlotte show, I'll give you free tickets, blah, blah. They did end up coming to that show. They drove all the way, and I got to meet her. Her name was Lana, was the girl with that bay. She was 49 years old. I've never met someone that age with my disease. It's crazy. And she was, like, crushing it. Like, I could understand her. She didn't speak too differently than I do. She was in, like, not like a huge wheelchair, like one similar to my size. 49, diagnosed. She was 13 or 15, I can't remember. But she has, like, two kids. She's doing it.
That's great to hear about her. Very unfortunate to hear about the venue. And I'm sure, as you also have, I'm sure she has a lot of other stories like that.
Yeah, I wish it weren't so common. That one really got me. It, like, infuriated me.
Yeah, it's tough. But thank God you get to make up for it at Charlotte.
Yeah, well, that's great.
I'm going to, like, well, I told my team, because they were not informed about this either, which, like, what? You know, like, were you hiding that because you knew I wouldn't do it? I don't know. Like, everyone was saying there just wasn't communication. There's, like, the bigger, conglomerate. And then there the individual clubs and the bigger people just were unaware of the issues or something. And I'm like, okay. What else? Someone proposed at my show.
On stage.
Yeah, we're DMing for a couple weeks. I was so nervous.
Yeah.
I was worried I was going to mess it up.
Yeah, I mean, I could see where that would be very nerve-wracking. That's a huge moment in someone's life.
Literally. And, like, the whole time, because I did it, like, at the end of the show. And the whole show, I'm just, like, panicking. Because he told me what he was wearing so I could spot them. But they were sitting in the dark part. So I get the whole show, I'm, like, trying to do my jokes, where I'm, like, looking for a guy in a black and leopard printed button up.
What?
Yeah.
At least he wore something weird.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was like, thank you. And it was,
can you wear one of those LED hats that say, I'm that guy on there?
Just
rolling across his head, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was so funny, because the way I was going to get them on stage was being like, can I get some volunteers to help me show off my merch or whatever? And I thought that he'd raise his hand. No one raised their hand, not even the guy that, and I thought I'd be like, how about you guys? Because I was like, where the heck is the leopard?
He's like, God, he's like camouflaged in this club. I get it now.
It was very cute, though, very sweet. An honor and a privilege to be part of that moment.
I think that's also when you know you've made it as a comedian.
Yeah.
When somebody wants to propose at your show.
Well, it was really funny. There was, like, a completely different vibe this weekend at, like, all the shows, because a lot of people at the meet and greets brought up Kim Patterson getting SNL.
Hell yeah.
And which is, like, you know, like, hell yeah. But it's like, I think him doing something so, like, legit mainstream famous on top of Kill Tony
Yeah.
has, like, everyone's like, well, I want your autograph. I want this because they're like, we don't know where you're going to be in 2 years.
Oh, like Cam kind of solidified the legitimacy of the comics in Kill Tonyverse.
Yeah, and now they're like, you're going to do really big things. We might not be able to afford to see you. Like, I got that so much this weekend. I'm like, oh.
Nice.
That's so funny. Like, they're scared I'm gonna be like mainstream famous at some point.
My main goal is to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody. Y'all remember that one?
Yeah.
They're probably not like afraid you're gonna be famous.
We're so scared you're gonna be famous. They were shaking.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Think, speaking of the SNL stuff, do you guys have like a take? Like, that's pretty cool. They got some different people this go around. Like, you think that'll be a good thing for?
The one that like blew me away that they got rid of was what's her name? Well, never mind. She was on there for like 8 years. She had a good run.
I read a thing. She actually left.
Oh, okay.
What is her name? Blonde. So funny.
I can't remember now. It has left me.
Oh my goodness!
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just want to tell you something.
What?
You see this whole face?
All right of this?
Here?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Matt, guess what?
What?
It could be theirs.
This could be your
ad space.
That's right. If the price is right. We don't give a dang. We'll put your ad up right in this little area, all of this.
The economy is not doing well right now.
It's not. Okay. Let's face it.
Property, you can't buy it. We get it. But you know what you can buy for cheap?
You know what property you can purchase?
This space.
This real estate right here, baby. That's right.
Oh, hey, guys. Let's tell you how to do it.
Oh, that's right. If you're wondering, like, I got money. I love to spend it. Where do I take it to? I'll tell you right now. You give us an email over at therampinguppod@gmail.com, and we'll talk to you over there about this.
Yeah, that's we'll give you prices and what you can
We got all different options for you.
We're riffing and rolling. Let's get some ads in here. I want to hear what y'all are proud to sell.
That's right. But hey, this space could be yours. Just let us know over at the Gmail. That's rampinguppod@gmail.com. rampinguppod@gmail.com. Now, let's get
back to the episode.
I think we should go ahead and kick this little sucker off with a little new segment we have called
The Anacomics.
All right, let's get it popping, dude. We've got a lot of y'all called in, and I am excited to play as many of these as we can for y'all, so y'all get y'all's freaking call words.
Yeah, get your freaking mail.
Get your freaking calls in, dude. And if you're like, what is Fiona Call Me? It's a segment where you can call in, leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it right here on the pod.
Yeah.
That's right, and that phone number is 615-547-8824. I'm going to say that a record number of times this episode, so Aiden's like, why do I keep having to edit this freaking number into the pod? But that's 615-547-8824. Don't worry, I'll do it in post. I got you, brother. But you guys called in. Let's get this thing kicking off.
Crack-a-lackin'.
Yes. Let's get it crack-a-lackin'. Here we go. I have messed up sincerely, and I'm sorry. I will now retire from podcasting. I don't know why.
We only got to a couple last
time. This isn't working. Oh, yeah. I just don't know why the speaker's suddenly not working. I had it working in the last episode, and now I don't friggin' know what's going on. Oh, I got to turn my phone up. That's what it is. Classic. My mom made the same mistake.
Yeah, you're an old man.
Like mother, like son. Yep, here we go, guys. All right, sorry.
Yeah, I ain't never seen a podcast, but I was just calling to see if y'all had any advice for anybody who's trying to become a comedian or trying to get into writing jokes and shit for a hobby. But what else? I'm gooning right now. That's about it. Oh. Love to hear back from you.
Hell yeah, brother.
First of all, he said he was gooning right now. I just found out what that meant.
That's step one to becoming a comedian. So you are on your way, man.
Trust me, dude. When you're on the road, you're going to be gooning a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of different hotel rooms you're going to goon in.
If you ain't gooning, you're spooning.
Yeah.
Either
with
way.
Another man.
Either way, you're winning.
Hey, what is it? If you ain't busting chops, you're busting nuts. But either way, you're doing pretty good. It's my new saying. I'm going to put that on a shirt.
It goes with the hat.
I like how we haven't acknowledged it.
You're either gooning or spooning. What?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
All right. listen, you sound like a goofy guy.
A goofy gooner.
Goofy gooner.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. Look, if you're wanting to get into comedy, just do it, like Nike said.
It's true. You also have to know you're going to suck at the beginning, and you'll get better if you work hard.
That's right.
It's like working out a muscle.
That like comedy muscle.
Open mics or going to the gym. Mm-hmm. If you're not going,
you're not getting any stronger.
You're a piece of shit.
No.
Oh.
You're just not getting any stronger. Yeah. You just got to stay consistent. Work hard, opportunities will arise, but the main thing you got to do is just do it.
Just
get you a good 3 to 4 minutes. Go check out an open mic first. I did that, you know? Like, I went and watched and was like, I don't know.
You got cucked at an open mic.
I don't think that's what cuck means.
Oh.
I didn't watch somebody bang the person I love on the open mic stage, but I did watch them do a joke that I wrote, and I had to scratch it out. But that's the thing. Just get in there and do it. It's literally, it's fun because there's no, anybody can do it.
You're wasting time by not starting.
Yeah, that voicemail you left, you're already wasting time. Just get in there and do it.
Yeah, you can goon in the open mic.
Yeah, dude, do you know how many comedians probably goon at open mics?
They got big handicap stalls.
Very big. A lot of room for gooning. All right.
Thanks for calling in. I think we did a pretty good job.
Yep.
Thank you.
All righty. Let's get this next one going.
What up, Jenna? This is Xavier. I have a question for you, Matt. How does your ADHD help you with your comedy? And also, how does it hinder you?
Your ADHD.
Oh, and how does it hinder me? How does my ADHD help? It doesn't. If anything, it hurts at every single twist and turn. Really? Also, shout out Xavier. Thank you for calling in. You've met him before. He's a good guy. How does my ADHD help me? I don't think it helps anywhere.
No, like, not in our relationship.
No, it hurts a lot of things that I'm realizing, to be honest. I'm always forgetting things. I think if anything, comedy has helped my ADHD because I love it so much that it helps me like really focus and like try and be more structured in everything I do. Cause I don't know. I think it does kind of help me be spontaneous sometimes and goofy, you know, like it kind of adds to my personality, but to be real, it does not help. I would say it definitely hinders more than it helps.
But he's doing crowd work and he's like, yeah, and he forgets what they do for a living.
So what do you guys do for a living? And they tell me. I'm like, hell yeah. Wait, what did you say you did for a living? How many kids do you have?
It's hard.
So, yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't help. Matt is very strong.
Like physically?
No.
Oh. What were we going with that?
Mentally strong? Fighting against it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. I mean, I lost her
ADD
keys.
ADD was just affecting him. He's like, what?
Really? I like to, and I have a bit of OCD.
Oh.
As I like to say, ADHD. Or OCADHD. I haven't figured out yet. It's very important to me.
I was the one with the problems.
Yeah, boy. That's right. I have a joke I'm working on. Can I riff it real quick? The ADHD. You know, it's crazy when you have ADHD OCD. You know, like I have to touch a doorknob 37 times only to walk in that room and forget why the hell I went in there in the first place.
Oh, that's really good.
Pretty good.
I like that.
All right.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Well, now you didn't. I forgot about it too. All right. Let's take another call. A little. Let's see. We got a little lengthy one right here. All right. Here we go.
Hello. I have been watching your streams and shorts and videos for the past 3 months. I absolutely love them. I just want to say that I absolutely love your content. Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was by far the cutest voicemail we've ever had.
Thank you, baby. That means the world.
That was so sweet. Also, did you record that voicemail from your pocket?
Yeah.
I think that person might have been half asleep. But they love your content and they love watching it. And if they have FA, shoot me in the face. I'm sorry that I reacted that way.
I'm 100% sure.
Oh, okay.
I thought you and a little, like
maybe that. They had FA and they were sleepy.
True. But
and that could be, but I mean, it's kind of the thing.
For real about to make fun of her voice right now?
No, I'm just making fun of the, nope, I guess I was. And for that, I will be retiring from this podcast. It will now be called Strictly Fiona Call Me and hashtag Matt's an asshole. So, but by far the sweetest.
Wrong, that's so funny.
Yeah, if I'm wrong, you got to bring me back in.
Yeah, I'm all fine. Right,
cool. Heck yeah, that was sweet. Whoever you are out there, they love your stuff. They love your stuff. Hey, honestly, most beautiful voice I've ever heard. Yeah, I know, and that's also gonna get me kicked off the pod. I really just gotta choose a lane and stick to it here. But let's take another caller. Thank you for the call.
You guys didn't see it, but I just got eye contact from both of them.
For what?
Like when you said it.
Was it very different eye contacts? Like one was hate and one was worry? What was yours?
I don't know.
Was this you? Come on.
They'll see it, actually.
Yeah. Anyway, let's take the next call.
Hi, we're watching your live right now. We're from Charlotte. We're wondering, what is the date and the location that you guys will be playing in Charlotte, or the website we can get tickets? Thank you so much. You're amazing. I'm Kill Tony, and we're watching your live right now. Have a beautiful night. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Dang it! Thank you so much. I hope you were at the show. It was a great show. It already happened. You can always get tickets for any of my shows at FionaCauley.com. And if you can't remember that, honest to God, you can just Google Fiona Cauley Tour. It'll pop up. I'm online, baby. So are you.
I'm in these streets, baby.
Yeah. The Charlotte show. It was very fun, very cool. And next caller.
Let's see. I think I skipped over some.
Amanda show. Feels like it.
All right.
Can we get our
here we go. Line? Next caller coming in. Next caller. You're kind of sort of live.
Fiona Cauley, just calling from Alabama. This is Interim Adams, also known as Live Life on YouTube. Warren, tell you keep the laughs coming. Thanks for all you do, and have a blessed day.
Dang.
You have the nicest callers.
I know. Everyone has been just kind.
Man, you're really inflating that tiny head of hers right now. All right.
You're the one wearing a hat with hair on it.
I thought we weren't going to address it.
Next caller.
Next caller, you're live.
Hey guys, I'm so happy for you. My name is Tyler. I'm from Florida. You guys are awesome. She's an absolute killer. You're a lucky man. You guys are just the greatest thing. I'm so happy for you both, and have a wonderful podcast, and I will tune in every chance I get.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Tyler from
that was
Florida.
So clear and well spoken.
Good Lord. Somebody call her an asshole or something. What are we doing?
God, he is lucky.
I am very lucky. Thank you.
Remember a couple weeks ago, people were calling in. They were like, my life is falling apart.
Yeah. I wonder how that guy's doing.
That was him.
Oh, my God. Talk about a 180. Talk about a 360. All right. Thank you, Tyler from Florida. I am a very lucky man, and she is the luckiest woman in the world.
Because of all of my fans like you.
We're going to take another call now. Let's just get over here. Caller, you are live.
Hey, you guys. Goodies. Hey, guys. My name is Michael Larry. I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina. I have 2 days to find someone to take me to your show. I'm paying for VIP tickets. Yeah, I guess I'm such a loser. I don't have no friends to take me, and I've been searching for anyone at all, old friends, new friends, strangers, but hopefully I'll be there Tuesday, and I don't know, I'm a blind guy, I'm legally blind, yay, disabilities, not really, yay, but you rule, Fiona. Hey, I look forward. Hopefully, I'll be there to meeting you and Matt, especially Matt. Love the alien t-shirts. See you soon.
You look forward to it?
Nice. Oh, my God. What the frickin' heck, dude? She's riffing.
Okay.
Did you see that, Tyler? How nice was that?
Wait.
I hope he did. He make the blind guy make it to Greensboro?
I don't think so.
Damn. Well, freaking, what the freaking heck?
You didn't see him.
I know he was like old friends, new friends, strangers.
Maybe he thought he made it.
That was funny. I love that he ended the voicemail going decent. It's like it was a decent voicemail. Good job. That was Michael Larry.
He thought he had hit the end button.
Yeah. He goes, nice. God, I really got to start vetting these voicemails earlier. That's my bad. That is my bad. So, Michael, Larry,
dude, sorry.
Hope you made it.
I don't think you made it, but if you did, I'm glad you were there.
And just in case he didn't make it, leave him a personal message right now.
What was his name again? Michael.
Michael Larry.
Michael Larry. I love you so much. Thank you for coming. I'm pulling my tits out right now just for you. So,
what has this podcast become?
Was that too far?
No.
Feels like just far. He likes me because of me.
That is true.
Sorry, yeah. Michael. Love you. And if you can make it, I'll send a freaking Uber to get you next time I'm in there.
Ooh, hell yeah.
I hate that you couldn't find a ride. That sucks.
I have, yeah, that does. I have heard also going to comedy shows solo dolo is one of the most fun activities you can do
probably
by yourself.
You can see. Yeah.
Yeah, because you can just go and laugh and have a good ass time. So, I don't know. Maybe some other dates you have will be closer. And if Michael didn't get to come, then you can come to one of those. Brother. Let's do another call. Let's get on Trudy's. Oh, okay.
Hey, yeah, this is basically for Fiona. Has anybody ever let her, try to, run off get going and run off the fucking chair and then fall out into the yard with a ramp? Because back in the day, I had a couple buddies. I know this is going to be a long one. Y'all going to have to cut it, but you might get a laugh out of it. But my buddy Herschel and Paul, they raced each other, and they just fucking went. And, yeah, they both were in paralyzed, and they just on top of each other. And then the second part, we had to carry him back in because we were all drunk. But yeah, I'm sorry now that I think about the story. It's not that funny. Damn it. Cut this.
He's giving it to Aiden during.
Damn it. Cut this. No,
it is funny. That's a good story. No, I have never tried to fly off a ramp. I will say. I have gotten blackout drunk before and tried to jump a curb in my wheelchair, and I fell out and gave myself a black eye.
Oh, yeah.
That's happened twice, okay? But I feel like more boys are, like, disabled from injuries and stuff because y'all are dumb as hell.
Hell, yeah.
Like, that is the crazy drunk just going off a ramp. You could have really hurt someone. And I'm glad y'all had fun. It sounded like
they could have ended up paralyzed.
You can't say stuff like that.
That's what I'm marrying into.
I get to say these jokes.
Heck yeah.
Matt, can I have a 10? Watch this back and see how many times I asked. Yeah.
I haven't seen one, I'm sorry.
I cannot wait for... I mean, it wasn't that many, but it was enough to be kind of funny.
Over under on 5.
Probably right at that, or 3.
When was this going on?
Just now.
You asked 5 times just now?
3. Yeah, 4.
4?
7. 12?
Quick math. It just keeps going up.
Aiden, how many times do you think I asked?
Maybe 3.
Yeah, 3.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna need a recount.
Again,
a couple hanging chads out there.
Put a can on the boat.
Put a can on the boat.
Anyways, hey buddy, don't cut that voicemail. That was good. Funny, and you added stuff. Thank you for calling.
Dude, that was fun. All right. Let's. Okay. What, we're at 35? Okay, we're going to do one more quickie. Let's see what you have to say. You're live. Okay, now you're live.
I can't believe I waited around that long.
I have no idea.
I can't believe I waited around that long.
Do another one.
I can't believe I waited on the what that long? Let's see. I accidentally moved some over to the archive section, but I'm going to be real honest. I don't know how to get to that. Or do I? Oh, here we go. Did we do this one already? Nope. I think that might be all the calls. I think we're caught up. Hold on, let me see. I think there was one that I... Let me see here. Oh, here we go.
How much sump can a sump pump pump? If a sump pump could pump sump. I like turtles.
God, you have given us a lot to talk about.
I mean, yeah, I was wondering if somebody was going to address the sump pump.
No, it's been awkward.
Okay, well, how much sump can a sump pump pump and a sump pump could pump pump sump?
If you have to ask, you don't deserve to know.
That's true. That's what I say.
I was just asking if the disabled wife left her eyes or up or down or what is the situation?
What?
Let's replay that one.
No, I was just asking if the disabled wife left her right or up or down or no, what is the situation?
The disabled white wife is left or right or up or down, or I don't know the situation. Disabled people wipe up or down, left or right? What's the situation?
Again, I know I've said this before, but y'all give me so much shit about my voice. It's crazy. Like, out of all the calls,
I don't know, brother. How do you wipe? That should probably answer your question.
Out of all the calls, maybe like three of them have been totally understandable.
All right. So, this is the last one right here. And then we'll cut to my favorite segment. Here we go.
So, my name is John. I was curious. Do you all think that Siamese twins file jointly? And if they do, do they make two different incomes? Or do they make one income since they're one body?
It's kind of funny that you ask that, because I just watched a video of Siamese twins talking about this.
Really?
Yeah.
They like explain what they do?
Yeah.
That is, so the question was, do Siamese twins file jointly? And if so, do they make two separate incomes?
They do.
Really?
Yeah. Like this one, I thought they were both teachers and they taught the same class.
Two different subjects?
Same subject.
I mean, I feel like that was a fair question. Like, welcome to history. Actually, it's English, Denise. We'll do history after my English class. You think they fight about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, what if they were like on, what if they disagreed on politics?
That would be funny.
Like, I'm left, I'm right.
That's good.
Come on now. Okay. So what do they file jointly or separately?
No, I think separately.
And they get separate incomes?
They have their own brains.
I'm left, I'm right was fantastic.
Yeah. I lean a little left, I lean a little right. Okay. Well, I thought that was pretty good.
It was.
All right. Well, that is the end of a fun segment we like to call
Fiona Call Me.
And don't forget to call in, and we'll play it here on the pod. That's 615-547-8824. Now, we're going to get things a little sketchy, a little interesting. In a new segment I like to call Matt's Conspiracy Corner.
Or Fiona's Phone Time.
Welcome to another segment of Matt's Conspiracy Corner. I've got one for you guys today. Are you ready for this? Then here, grab your microphone. And here. Oh, let me do something with your phone real quick. Just throw it across the room. So, I saw a conspiracy, and I don't even know. This is what makes perfect total sense of what's happening. You see all these chain food restaurants across the U.S.? Like, they used to be very iconic buildings, mm-hmm. very recognizable buildings, like Pizza Hut, McDonald's, Taco Bell. Like, when you saw them, you knew them. Like, Pizza Hut used to be a hut.
No.
McDonald's used to have the red roof with the French fry looking thing. The structure
of the building itself was very recognizable.
Yes. And the outfrastructure. Does infrastructure count for the outside?
Yes, okay. It does.
Well, hold your mic up.
Yes.
Participate.
It does.
So, now, what do they have? What are the buildings now? They're very plain.
They're banks.
Very boring. No, I mean, like, what do they look like now? Like, the newer chain restaurants. They all look very vague and boring, right? Because these companies...
Minimalistic.
Very minimalistic. Thank you, Aiden. That was the word I was never going to find. They're very... because here's the thing. The companies, they own the land. And the problem with a very recognizable building is its resale value. So when you make a building more vague and cookie cutter or whatever, and it's no longer a McDonald's, now you own this land still, but you can make that business something else. And people aren't going to be like, oh, that's the old Pizza Hut. That's now a doctor's office or something. So they make these buildings resellable. So there's no, what's the word I'm looking for? There's no, like, you hate this one. I thought that one would have got you.
What's the conspiracy?
That the reason we've shifted away from all of these fun 90s style themed buildings, and everybody's like, why are these buildings boring now? It's because it's not about the experience or the how it looks and being its own thing. It's so they can profit off of it when it's no longer that space and not have to worry about it being like an eyesore of like what it once was.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a conspiracy. They just sounds like smart business.
Right? But that's not, nobody's come out and like been like, this is what we're doing. Okay, well, I
don't know.
You know what? This has been the end of Matt's Conspiracy Corner. Until Woo! Next week, I'll have
is
another
that
one.
All you have?
I thought that was a good one.
Oh, God.
So, like, it's why there's no longer, like, icons at the places like Ronald McDonald's and stuff, because they don't want people to remember it for that. That's
yeah. It's why they got rid of, like, the ball pits. And remember how they used to have, like, playgrounds and stuff there?
That's because kids were throwing up in the ball pits.
No, I mean, maybe. It's just a conspiracy, okay? It's not 100% fact.
I feel like you're really misusing the word conspiracy.
Well, think about, like, the most recently, like, Cracker Barrel was trying to change their whole thing.
Just their and, like, logo, brother.
No. They were changing their logo. They're changing the walls. They're changing the whole inside of the building. Because guess what? Where are Cracker Barrels? Where are they always located?
Off the interstate.
Right off the interstate. So they want to change them into something that could be profitable when Cracker Barrel no longer is. Like in a maybe gas stations or something. Because they're right on the interstate. So
yeah, know. And Cracker Barrel does... No.
There was so much backlash.
They own a lot of the locations.
Yes, yeah. The land.
Yeah.
Nothing is fun anymore. It's all monetized.
See, I thought a conspiracy was something that, like, blew my mind. There was a little bit of evil behind it.
That is evil. Money is the root of all evil.
Brother, what?
That's pretty crazy, yeah. They're stealing our youth,
damn,
our nostalgia.
Second Matt's Conspiracy Corner.
Man, I worked that one. I was so excited about that
bombing.
All week. I'm not bombing. I think a lot of people would be like, damn, that's crazy. And that's exactly what's happening. Because it's not stated that that's what's happening.
It's like obvious.
Maybe it is. Some people that already knew. Interesting. Where are we at on time? I've got about 30 more. Okay, well, you know what? You'll just have to catch it next time when I have maybe a better... you know what? Chime off in the comments if you did like that one. And
hey, and also, you know what? Hype this video.
Oh, yeah, you got to hype this video. We forgot that on the thing in the beginning.
Hype this video. Hype this video.
Hype this video. Hype this video.
Hype
this video. Don't forget to hype this video. We love you guys. That's another episode of Ramping Up. I feel like I had something else, but we're out of time this week. So I guess I'll just have to save all my other conspiracy theories.
No, we can keep it going for a while.
No, that's
more.
Fine. I think we're going to have to cut it here. And then I got...
Hey, buddy, you got one more?
I've got plenty. I've got a ton of them, and I can't wait to share them
Come
with you guys.
On. I have a conspiracy.
Let's hear it. Is this Fiona's Conspiracy Corner? No? No.
No.
This is a real hat, and it'll be like this. Don't. All right. Go ahead. Oh, my God. She tried to get me, but I'm the one that edits it in post. So what are we going to do now?
If you're a real one, you will come over to the Patreon.
Patreon. That's patreon.com/rampinguppod. That's RampinUpPod. We're going to be having a lot of fun. We forgot to do the ad read to promote it on here, but we'll do that in another episode. And I'll have another conspiracy for you guys next week.
Yep.
All right. See you later.
Bye. We're ramping up.